You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, guess what I saw in the sky that time? It was smallish, smaller than your thumb, and it was striped and fluffy, and it went zzzz, and it was a bee. It was a bee is what I saw. There you go. Right. Who won that bet? Good. Ella, hello.
Hello.
Oh, there you are. Is that you there? Hello, Ella. Tell us a wee bit about what you're doing here. You're here to talk to us about For the Love of Bees.
Yes, I am. So I'm one of a number of amazing facilitators in Auckland, and we are artists and makers and creators, and we're collaborating on For the Love of Bees, which is a citywide project to reimagine and also create the most bee-friendly city in the world, in Auckland. So what that looks like is about creating more food, but also very much focusing on creating organic biological spaces for bees to be healthy in. And it's the vision holder behind it is Sarah Smuts Kennedy, who's been working on it for a while.
Is it Auckland because you guys all live in Auckland, or is it Auckland because Auckland is the ideal place conditions wise?
It's not the ideal place conditions wise, I suppose, but it's also Auckland is crucially at a point where we've reached bee capacity. So there's actually the bees that are, if anyone's considering bringing more bees into the city, we're already at a stress point. So what we're trying to do now is we're trying to relieve that stress. We're planting flowers and improving
bees,
soil.
Is that what you're saying? Really?
Yeah. Well, because there's not enough food for the bees that already exist.
Oh, no.
So we're helping to solve that problem.
You need like a city mission for bees. If you don't want that, do we?
Nah.
Well, we're lined up outside for a bee soup kitchen. But so bringing the bees back in, what do you mean? If we've got too many, we're at peak bee, is what you're saying.
In Auckland, yeah. But more importantly, what we're doing is we're creating a landscape-wide response to how do you create a city that's beneficial for pollinators, that will attract pollinators. This will ultimately help our flowers grow, our food grow, and...
Are you gentrifying the city for bees? Is that what's happening? Are you making the bees that are here?
No, we're really diversifying the city for bees.
Okay, right. To do that, what do you have to do first?
So creating organic spaces is really important, free of pesticides and glyphosates that are really harming for bees. One thing that we're going to be doing on the Biking Bee Adventure that we're holding this Saturday is going around different green spaces in Auckland and doing a working bee, get the pun there, creating a... working to make the space more beneficial for bees. So we'll be doing things like inoculating the soil with mycorrhizal fungi to help things grow.
I was going
to
say, you need to inoculate the soil with mycorrhizal fungi.
And also planting flowers to be ready for spring. Woo-hoo. And very much taking a landscape-wide response. It's very well for people to plant some flowers in their garden, but what's really important about For the Love of Bees is we're helping to bring together a whole landscape and create spaces that are safe for bees across the whole of Auckland, but also at the same time really creating the opportunity for people to gain the knowledge and skills that they need so that they can make that landscape-wide response to improving pollinators a reality.
Well, once you sort of set up a space, can you trust the bees to look after it? You can walk away and, you know, that they look after it and sort of they keep it up to scratch, or do you just have to go service it like a hotel room sort of thing?
They won't prune for you, but they'll make some beautiful honey out of your flowers. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. as long as you keep it free of pesticides and other chemicals, then...
Can you sort of tell... Sorry, Sarah, you know, can you ask a good question? Go ahead, please.
No, just asking for a clarification. For those of us who are a bit behind on the bee bus, and they're BFMlessness, so they won't be, but just in case, why are bees important?
Good question.
You want to eat, bees are important.
Yeah.
Yeah. So bees pollinate.
I want to eat, yes.
You
want to
eat? I love food, personally. Mm. Yeah, bees and other pollinators are crucial for pollinating our foods, and to the point where commercial beekeepers will transport them around the country to help pollinate our crops, and this is something that's done all over the world. But if those crops are non-organic, then you're really affecting the health of the bees. So organics in the city and creating a kind of organic haven is are what we're trying to imagine. And
so if you do that, how do you have any, like, how do you know when the bees stray and start munching away on all the pesticides and stuff?
How do you know?
Yeah, like can you sort of set up an area where they go and sort of go, oh, they'll go there and they'll go there, and you can predict it? Like, or do they just go random free swim and they're out of there and then they just find some pollen?
They have a certain flight radius, and right. so you can tell if there's organic in that radius, then right. they won't yeah. be harmed by the chemicals. Yeah, and so this Saturday we're going to be adventuring around the city to all these different green spaces and working to make those spaces much more bee friendly. And I'd just like to say a thanks to Julia, who helped to initiate this project as well.
Cool. And so anyone can go, any age, jump on a bike?
Any age, as long as you can cycle. We all know that Auckland has a few hills, but that's okay. And this is an event that we're going to be running every season, so that we'll be able to look at the landscape over time. And for the love of bees as a project, we're 3 months in now. We've got an amazing, diverse team that are all bringing different perspectives into how do we create a bee-friendly and biological city. I personally come from a more geographical perspective, so that's probably why you're hearing the word landscape a lot. But it's something that we're going to be looking at over time. This is a two-year-long project, and we're just 3 months in. So For the Love of Bees very much invites anyone who has an idea or imagination or a project that they like to be and get involved and become part of this artwork.
Cool. Yeah. Cool. Thank you very much. That's Ella Rose Schnapp coming in with For the Love of Bees. Is there a website that you can go to just to find out more?
Absolutely. That's fortheloveofbees.org.nz. We've also got an Instagram, For the Love of Bees, and a Facebook, For the Love of Bees, where you can find out all of our events. We also run a free beekeeping school the first Sunday of the month that I help facilitate along with our beekeeper, Peter Alexander. And every Thursday we're running...
I want to be a beekeeper one day.
Oh, well, come along to our free beekeeping classes that we'll be running for 2 years, where you can learn how to be a beekeeper.
This is not just a biking bee, is it? You guys do a
lot
of stuff.
We do a lot
of
stuff. You can bring along a costume, yeah. We do a lot of stuff. We've been working with people outside of this, in kind of people's personal spaces as well, and private spaces, helping people.
Oh, I don't know about beekeepers.
Not personal
and private
spaces, private spaces. And helping people to activate their space, because it's very much a project about activating and enlivening the city, and we believe that that's as much important for people as it is for creatures and pollinators. Yeah, and
right
we
on.
Also do lunchtime learnings every Thursday at Griffiths Gardens. So
cool. Yeah. Hey, where is everyone biking from tomorrow?
We start at 10 a.m. at Griffiths Gardens on Wellesley Street, and we'll be visiting many sites along the way, including Albert Park, Simmons Street Community Garden, the Kingsland Community Orchard, Hakanoa Reserve for Pollinator Pathways, and also finishing at Kelmar. So come and get your hands dirty and get some exercise and see a whole different side of Auckland and do some learning.
Thank you, Ella.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/beecasts.